on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a post-mortem examination has taken place on a body which was washed up yesterday morning on Leenan Beach in Inishowen. Claims that all custom posts are being restored for use after Brexit have been denied today by the Chair of the Revenue Commissioners. Ahead of Wednesday's planned nationwide strike by 40,000 nurses, a Donegal nurse has made an impassioned plea for the public to come out and support nurses and midwives. And plans for a Supermax outlet in Letterkenny are in jeopardy following an objection being launched by the owners of Letterkenny Shopping Centre. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a post-mortem examination has taken place on a body which was washed up yesterday morning on Leenan Beach in Inishowen. Gardaí believe the body may have been in the water for some weeks. The examination was carried out this morning by Dr. Margaret Bolster from the State Pathologist's Office, assisted by an anthropologist. Gardaí say the body was that of an aged female. Because of the length of time the body was in the water, Gardaí say it may be some weeks before the body is formally identified, but they are not treating the death as suspicious. Claims that old custom posts are being restored for use after Brexit have been denied today by the Chair of the Revenue Commissioners. Speculation grew after a number of reports that building works were being carried out at three border posts in Donegal. However, responding to questions from Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty at the Oireachtas Finance Committee, Niall Cody said there will be no custom posts along the border post-Brexit and denied any suggestions that renovations are being carried out on Revenue's behalf.
I can tell you and your constituents, we are not involved in the cleaning up of any facilities. And I hear about border posts being done up for us. I didn't even know that that work was done in those locations.
Revenue also says it's on track to have 400 additional staff in place to deal with a hard Brexit. Mr. Cody says Revenue will be ready for all scenarios by the Brexit deadline in March.
In preparation for a no-deal Brexit, we have accelerated and expanded our recruitment and training schedules to meet the end of March deadline. We are on track to have over 400 additional staff in place by the end of March. We have reassigned serving staff, are preparing for any necessary further redeployments on a temporary basis, and will have the balancing complement of additional staff recruited by the end of 2019.
Meanwhile, the government has published the bill containing all the emergency measures that will be needed if there's a no-deal Brexit. There's 17 measures included that will impact on a range of government departments. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The bill gives some idea of the scale of change that could come about if the UK crashes out of Europe without a deal. It contains measures to allow buses and trains to still travel between the Republic and Northern Ireland. There's amendments to make sure that Irish students studying in the UK can still access their SUSY grants, and the continuation of certain social welfare payments for Irish citizens in Britain. There's updates to criminal law to make sure that people can still be extradited to the UK and that the Gardaí and police force can share documents electronically, as well as measures for the exchange of immigration data. The bill deals with healthcare arrangements, the single electricity market, taxation and insurance issues, among others. There's 17 parts to it which the government have said are all aimed at protecting Irish citizens, but they also say they don't ever want to have to pass the legislation, with ministers still holding out hope that a deal can be reached before the March deadline. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
And the government is being accused of sleepwalking into Brexit in terms of strengthening the Garda Force in Donegal and other border counties. It's been widely argued that the Donegal Garda Force suffered the most cutbacks over the years, and now it's feared that current resources are inadequate to deal with the potential implications of Britain's departure from the EU. Donegal GRA spokesperson Brendan O'Connor says whatever the outcome on March the 29th, Gardaí will play a critical role in the aftermath. He says the relevant bodies need to now start engaging with Garda personnel.
Police and the Guard, we are an emergency service, and our function in society is to be prepared for, reasonably prepared for what eventualities may occur. We are policing a frontier here in Donegal. It was always there, okay, there's peace and the single market, and while the UK's in the EU, there was no difference in regulations in relation to most aspects. But there was always a border there, and we always said, time and time again, we need to be prepared and we need to have the resources. But what was happening in the last decade is we were stripped back, the whole Garda force was stripped back, but of course Donegal was stripped back disproportionately, and now we find ourselves at this very low ebb. So in any jurisdiction where there's a regulatory difference, there has always been organised criminals to try to exploit that, and we certainly are going to be there in the front line. And while we may not have a role in relation to agriculture inspections or revenue controls, unfortunately we are the go-to agency for the state whenever those agencies haven't had time to prepare. So at the end of the day, it's going to be the member in Garda Síochána wearing his cap up the hand to stop a vehicle for whatever agency has a role. So even if there's a soft breakfast, there has going to have to be some sort of regulatory control. And certainly Armang, we have always said from the very outset there's going to be a role for our members, and we need to be consulted and informed of what's happening, and that just simply hasn't been the case.
Ahead of Wednesday's planned nationwide strike by 40,000 nurses, a Donegal nurse has made an impassioned plea for the public to come out and support nurses and midwives. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, Clare said nurses are not seeking pay increases, but rather the restoration of pay which they lost as a result of the financial crash. She said working conditions at Letterkenny University Hospital are very difficult, and the top priority of all nurses and midwives is to ensure the safety and comfort of patients.
Here in Donegal alone, our hospital treats a massive geographical area. Everybody is suffering, but especially the patients. It's very hard, and we're not looking for pay increases, as pay restoration. I mean, the conditions that we're working in at the minute is not right. We only want to give our patients the very best. In order to provide high quality patient care, you need to have adequate staffing levels. You need to have proper resources. And as time goes on, it's getting worse and getting less. Escalation policies throughout the country are implemented on a daily basis, and it's very, very hard for patients and family, but it's very hard to get up to go to work when you just do not know what you're going into. It's your health, it's your hospital. We're here to look after you, and we want to do our job to the best of our ability. I love my work. I love what we do. I love my colleagues, the area that I work in. You feel like you're achieving something when that has been jeopardized, basically. I mean, these are people's lives we're talking about. Patient safety is of utmost importance, you know, and how it makes you feel, that's very indescribable. I mean, you're dealing with patients and families day in and day out, and you're constantly nowadays dealing with angry people. Mm. People who are waiting far longer than they should be waiting. You feel like you're apologising for the management, apologising for the HSE, apologising constantly for long wait times, for delays, because, you know, my dad is 93 and he's been on his trolley for 12 hours, and what can I tell you? I don't know what to tell you, because if the bed was there, what have you, in it long ago. It's hard from that point of view. Like, it's very hard.
The provision of traveller accommodation in Ireland remains inadequate, with sites said to still be badly located and in poor condition. The latest report published by a Council of Europe committee highlighted one case in Donegal in which a family, including two children with serious medical needs, were living without running water or electricity. Donald Kavanagh has more.
In 2015, the European Committee of Social Rights highlighted five issues regarding traveller accommodation in Ireland. Today's report has found none of these were fully addressed. The report says while there has been progress in the provision of accommodation for travellers, there is still a substantial deficiency, as a number of sites are in poor condition, lack maintenance and are badly located. It cites two cases, one in Donegal, the other in Clare, where traveller families' inadequate housing situations had come before the High Court. A family, including two children with serious medical needs, were living without running water or electricity in Donegal. In September 2017, Donegal County Council agreed to an order to quash its earlier decision to defer housing support to the family and to agree to reconsider their social housing application. That case has yet to be fully resolved.
The leaders of Fianna Fáil and the SDLP have refused to rule out a full merger between the parties. It's after they entered a partnership to support each other in upcoming elections. However, despite speculation, Fianna Fáil will not run candidates in the upcoming local elections in the north. Micheál Martin also said he couldn't rule out the two parties fully merging in the future.
In our view, this is the best approach to try and make politics work, certainly over the next number of years. You know, I don't have a crystal ball, Hugh. You know, having looked at history myself, who would have thought Brexit would have happened? If someone said to me 4 years ago, can you guarantee that Britain will never leave the European Union? I'd have said no way. But they took the decision, so, you know.
Plans for a Supermax outlet in Letterkenny are in jeopardy following an objection being lodged by the owners of Letterkenny Shopping Centre. The council had approved the development on the Port Road, but that is now being appealed to On Board Planalla. Greg Hughes reports.
The council granted permission to Atlantic Enterprises Limited for the demolition of an existing vacant shed on the Port Road site for the provision of a two-storey restaurant with drive-through facilities and 25 car parking spaces. Lindat Limited is appealing that decision, saying that as the freehold owners of the land, their consent was not sought, though required, for the development. They say the proposed development does not comply in any way with the lease agreement between the two parties. Lindat, the owners of the shopping centre, say the addition of a fast food takeaway would lead to further traffic delays in the area. They add that Letterkenny Shopping Centre prides itself on keeping the local area clean and tidy, and that a takeaway will open up to both antisocial behaviour and waste management issues in the area. On Board Planalla says they will give a decision on the appeal by the 22nd of May this year.
There's an urgent call for both Donegal Gardaí and the PSNI to sit down and discuss cross-border cooperation. It follows a recent spate of criminal activity on the Donegal-Tyrone border, with the PSNI stating last week that they believe a cross-border criminal gang is in operation in the northwest region. Councillor Gary Doherty, who proposed the motion at the latest sitting of the Stranorlan Municipal District, says steps need to be taken now to protect people from the actions of this gang.
This is as a result of numerous reports of criminal activity over the Donegal-Tyrone border over the last number of months. And these reports have come in from that whole area that covers Balbuffet, Ahiarn, Castledare, Castlefin, Lifford, right down to St Johnson and Killay. And we've had numerous incidents of house break-ins, cars being vandalised and broken into. We even had a robbery from a car that was parked at St Mary's Church in Castlefin. So there have been numerous incidents. And last week, the PSNI have revealed that they believe that a cross-border criminal gang is operating in this area. So I believe it's incumbent on us as public representatives to convene a meeting between the Gardaí and the PSNI to ensure that both organisations are doing what they can to get on top of this criminal gang and to try and stop these things from happening again.
And it was raised that this is kind of scaremongering, but as you say, it is to assure the people that something is being done.
Well, there have been numerous reports over the last couple of months, and I've had a number of people come to me directly who've been the victims of these crimes, asking me to help them out and to ensure that something has been done about it. I'm a public representative serving this area. These crimes are happening. It's part of my job to ensure that state bodies such as the Gardaí are doing what they can to protect and serve the people of the area. I know that the Gardaí on the ground are doing tremendous work to try and stop this criminal activity, but I just think that we need to be seen to be liaising with both police forces and both jurisdictions to make sure that the cooperation and exchanging of information that should be happening is happening, and that the people in both Donegal and Tyrone, and indeed up as far as the Derry border, are being protected.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, hosting an ASICS representative in store on Saturday the 26th of January from 12 to 4 with top tips and advice on running.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and Keith Andrews has been confirmed as part of Stephen Kenny's backroom team with the Republic of Ireland under 21 side. The former international midfielder will take up his role while working towards achieving a UEFA Pro licence. Also working alongside Andrews will be Jim Crawford, who's previously worked as the under 18's head coach. Meanwhile, Stephen Kenny named a purely domestically based squad for a February training camp. Former Finn Harps player Michael O'Connor, Connor now with Linfield, and former Derry City player Ronan Hale, now with Crusaders, are both in the squad. On the pitch tonight, Spurs take a 1-0 lead to Chelsea for the second leg of their League Cup semi-final. The eventual winners will face Manchester City at Wembley. Chelsea boss Mauricio Sarri, he wants to see his leaders on the pitch tonight. His side need to overturn that one-goal deficit. Sarri has called on his more experienced men to step up.
We have some players with the characteristics to be a leader, Azpilicueta, as David Luiz. And so I think that they can help all the other players to get the right mentality.
Kick off tonight, 7:45. In rugby, Robert Balakun Marty Moore and Stuart McCluskey retain their places in an Ulster team that sees 8 changes for their match in the Pro 14 against Benetton in Belfast tomorrow night. Former Leinster out-half Ian McKinley, he'll captain the Italian side. And Rob Kearney, he'll captain a youthful Leinster side in tomorrow evening's Pro 14 meeting with the Scarlets. He's been released from Ireland duty to offer him game time ahead of the Six Nations. 7 Academy players will start the game at the RDS, but there's plenty of experience in the front row with Jack McGrath and Michael Bent both starting. Meanwhile, Irish players dominate the 15-man shortlist for the 2019 EPCR Player of the Year Award. Heineken Champions Cup holders Leinster, they have 3 nominees, as do Munster, while Ulster, they have Jacob Stockdale nominated. Simon Zeebo now at Racing, he also makes the list. Peter O'Mahony, Tag Birney and Joey Carberry, they're the Munster players to make the cut, while Leinster trio Gary Ringrose, Sean Cronin and Tag Furlong all get the nod. But there's no room for the World Player of the Year, Jonathan Sexton. The winner will be announced after the Heineken Champions Cup final on May the 11th, with voting left open to the public. And French centre Wesley Fofana has announced his intention to retire from international rugby. The 31-year-old has made 45 appearances to date, scoring 15 tries in the process. In golf on the European Tour, Shane Lowry is 4 shots off the lead following the opening round of the Dubai Desert Classic. Last week's winner in Abu Dhabi opened his account this week with a 3-under par 69. Paul Dunne is a shot worse off on 2-under par. Leading the way in Dubai is Matthew Fitzpatrick, who finished with 4 consecutive birdies for a 7-under par round of 65. And on the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy makes his Farmers Insurance Open debut later this evening. He tees off his first round at Torrey Pines at around 6:30 Irish time. Seamus Power, he'll tee off very shortly at around 5:30. Tiger Woods, he starts a tournament he's won a record 7 times at 6:40 this evening. Moving on to cricket, in Ireland's Test dual international Boyd Rankin, he's set to provide a major boost to the interprovincial series with when he begins his first full season in the competition playing for the North West Warriors. The former Brady fast bowler, who has signed a central contract with Ireland, has officially ended a successful 11-year stint at Warwickshire County Cricket Club. The full schedule of the 2019 interprovincial series is due to be released in February. In tennis, Rafa Nadal says Stefanos Tsitsipas has everything in his game to become a multiple Grand Slam winner. The Greek's Australian Open run came to an end with a straight sets semi-final defeat to the men's second seed. Nadal has claimed his place in a 5th Australian Open without losing a set so far in Melbourne. The other finalists will be decided tomorrow morning, Irish time, when top seed Novak Djokovic, he takes on Lucas Pouille. And in latest tennis, US Open champion Naomi Osaka, she'll meet 2-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova in the women's final. Osaka beat 7th seed Carolina Pliskova in 3 sets, while Kvitova beat the unseeded Danielle Collins in straight sets. Finally, for this evening in horse racing, presenting Percy has underlined his credentials for the Cheltenham Gold Cup. The anti-post favourite for the Presby Park showpiece made a winning return after 10 months out with a victory in the Grade 2 John Mulhern Gilmoy Hurdle at Gowran Park. And Ruby Walsh, who's the star, of course, tomorrow night at the Sports Star Awards, he rode the winner in the feature at Gowran today. The 4-1 favourite, invitation only, was victorious for trainer Willie Mullings in the Thestis Handicap Chase. That's all your sports this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the CEO of Uteris na Gaeltachta says there is an occupancy rate of over 80% in property controlled by the agency in Donegal, and he expects more investment to be announced in the near future. Michael Heaney was responding to Sinn Féin's business spokesperson, Morris Quinlivan, who published figures he had received suggesting there was 41 empty Uteris-controlled units in Donegal, representing 23% of the total portfolio. However, Mr. Heaney says some of those units are little more than offices.
In terms of the figures that are being given, they relate to units, and many of those units would be parts of individual buildings as opposed to standalone buildings as such. If you take 41 vacant units, and that includes, as I said, things that could be termed as large offices within other buildings and so on, 18 of those units are very old, are in need of refurbishment and upgrading. And as we get capital budget, we're working to do that upgrading. But those units aren't available until we're able to do that. We do have 23 units of various types that are available for letting, but we do have an 87% occupancy rate with regard to Uderos property in Donegal in terms of all the units that we have there. We're happy that the strategies that we have relating to Park Nogidor and Southwest Donegal and other areas are successful at present. And I think that the figures that we're going to publish in our end of year report next week will demonstrate that.
Do you anticipate announcements in the short term with regards to further development in Park Nogidor and elsewhere in Donegal?
Yeah, we're working with a range of companies with regard to further investment in Park No and other locations. And I think that the figures that we will be publishing next week will show that there's an actual increase in employment on the ground in the Donegal Delta at the end of 2018.
And finally, the former Scottish First Minister, Alex Salmond, has been charged with two attempted rapes and multiple sexual assaults. The 64-year-old has appeared in court in Edinburgh, facing 14 counts in total. Speaking afterwards, he said he absolutely refutes the allegations.
I refute absolutely these allegations of criminality, and I'll defend myself to the utmost in court.
Weather now staying mild and cloudy for the rest of the day, with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle in moderate westerly winds. There will be some patches of mist also, mainly on hills and in coastal areas, with lowest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a post-mortem examination has taken place on a body which was washed up yesterday morning on Leenan Beach in Inishowen. Gardaí believe the body may have been in the water for some weeks. Claims that old custom posts are being restored for use after Brexit have been denied today by the Chair of the Revenue Commissioners. Speculation grew after a number of reports that building works were being carried out at three border posts in Donegal. The provision of traveller accommodation in Ireland remains inadequate, with sites said to still be badly located and in poor condition. The latest report published by a Council of Europe committee highlighted one case in Donegal in which a family, including two children with serious medical needs, were living without running water or electricity. And plans for a Supermax outlet in Letterkenny are in jeopardy following an objection being lodged by the owners of Letterkenny Shopping Centre. The council had approved the development on the Port Road, but that is now being appealed to Ambord Planala. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 24th of January. The death has occurred of Ethna McKenna, Maryville, New Line Road, Letterkenny, née McElgun, Kilturk, Lisnaski. Ethna's remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning to St. Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the family plot at Connemall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Patricia Coyle, Crock of Gold, Glenree, Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning to the Church of St. John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, during the wake and on the morning of the funeral at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Dan Doherty, Leenan, 69, Cockhill Park, Buncrana. His remains are en route to his residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 22:11, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of James Monaghan, Jimmy, Letter Cran, Pettigo, County Donegal. His remains are reposing at his late brother Tommy Monaghan's residence this evening and again tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St. Joseph's Church, Letter Cran, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on Saturday morning. The death has taken place of Eddie Duffy, Clonsilla, Dublin. His remains will repose at his parents Eddie and Mary's home at Knockagaran Broad Road Convoy from 12 noon until 10 p.m. tomorrow. House private, please, today. Funeral on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church Convoy, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of George Miller, 10 Carnkenny Road, Ardstraw. Funeral on Saturday in Ardstraw Presbyterian Church with service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Ardstraw New Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Hood & Company Undertakers. The death has occurred of Margaret Wallace, Crovay, Dunlow. Her remains are reposing at her sister Anne McBride Wallace's residence in Lochinure. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. The death has taken place of Sean Diffley, Clonfad, Rooski, County Roscommon. His remains will repose at the Shannon Lodge Nursing Home Chapel, Rooski, from 6 o'clock this evening, concluding with prayers at 8 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning to arrive at the Lady of Mount Carmel Church, Rooski, for funeral mass at 10:30, followed by burial in Kilbarry Cemetery. The death has taken place of Breege Call, Nay Doherty, Knockestoller, Bunbeg. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. House private, please, from after the rosary until 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Bobby Dobson, Drumore, Kilmacrennan. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service in Trinity Presbyterian Church at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director.